Good morning. I'm Richard McCarthy, and in studio with me this morning is a volunteer in Dryden with Samaritan's Purse. We welcome to the studio this morning Sarah Boss. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
First off, for those who don't know about Samaritan's Purse, it's an international relief charity organization, and in Canada, very, very active. And among the people around the world that they are helping these days, of course, Turkey with the recent earthquake, Ukraine, Vietnam, just a few of the current responses that they do have going on. Nonprofit charity organization Samaritan's Purse, and as mentioned, Sarah is here with me this morning. Sarah, you have been a very, very busy lady for Samaritan's Purse. Let us know, first off, though, how you got involved with Samaritan's Purse.
I started out with the face mask, and then when this face mask weren't needed anymore, and I had still lots of fabric left, I didn't know what to do with it until an inspiration came to my head and heart, the Samaritan Purse children, poor children that don't have anything. So then I started out making dresses in 2021. And so I've been doing that every year. So the first year I made 250, last year I made 500, and this year I have no goal because I don't know what I'm going to be able to do.
All right. And we'll get to how you can help out, Sarah, in just a moment to make it even bigger than she has already made it in that way. Many are familiar with the Shoebox campaign with Samaritan's Purse. There are many other project initiatives that continue to go on. Shoebox, of course, Operation Christmas Child, Canadian Disaster Relief. And as Sarah is doing on her own, for the most part, Sarah, this has all been you.
Yeah, the sewing has been mostly me, yes. I have a friend that comes to help me cut sometimes. And so I can just do the sewing because she doesn't sew. I do the sewing.
What are you sewing?
Dresses for girls from age 2 to 12. And I make underwear. I make hacky sacks and a little purses and school bags and pencil cases. Little things like that.
Before we get to what you are hoping to hear from the public today, all of these things that you're making for Samaritan's Purse, what happens to them? Where do they go?
All over the world, wherever they decide to send them, the head office.
And the head office is where?
Calgary.
You're doing all of this sewing, and you want to put a call out to some people this morning to get you some help.
Yes, I do. Help only and helping sewing. I would like to teach sewing for those that don't know how, and I'm willing to teach at no cost for them. I have the fabric and I have the machines, the sewing machines, and I'm willing to make the time to show somebody how to sew, not just for the Samaritan Purse, but later on for themselves. You know what they say, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, but if you teach him how to fish, then they eat for life. So that's my goal, to teach people to leave some of my knowledge and talent that God has given me.
Very nice. Sarah, do you want to put some contact information out there? If we have some students who are listening, they are interested in what you've been talking about this morning and want to help, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me at 323-3555, or they can email me at sarahboss, all one word, 1954@gmail.com.
International Relief Canada, Samaritan's Purse, and right here on the local front being spearheaded by Sarah Boss, my guest this morning. Sarah, is there anything else you want to let people know about Samaritan's Purse before we let you go?
Well, I think it's a great joy to help the poor. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. So if you need help, then you need to help if you can. That's my goal. If I ever needed help, I would hope somebody would help me, and I'm paying it forward, so to speak.
Good for you, Sarah. I'm proud of what you're doing. And if you would like to join Sarah, again, her contact information we'll have up on the CKDR website and also on social media a little bit later on today. Sarah, thanks very much for joining me, and thank you for doing what you do.
You're welcome.